Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School, is with us here on MSONewsSports.com. And Andy, tell us some of the highlights of winter sports so far here at Danvers High.
Now, the winter sports season has been going really well. We have a lot of new stuff going on. We're playing hockey over at Endicott College this year, both boys and girls. And, it's a really beautiful arena, and the kids really like it over there. So that's very exciting for us. And here the basketball team's off to a great start. The boys have a couple tough losses, but they're playing really well. They're kind of finding their identity a little bit, but they're playing hard, and new leaders are stepping up. Girls team struggling a little bit, but they're young and they're fighting, and they're improving, which is important. Track teams are doing well. They're competing hard. We're hosting a lot of track meets this year at home, which is nice for the kids. Swimming's doing really well. A couple big wins for them. They swim down at the YMCA in Danvers.
Girls hockey.
They had their first loss, unfortunately, last week, but they're a really strong team. They're one of the top teams in the state. So we're hopeful they're going to have a good run here this winter, later this winter.
Yeah, just following up on the girls hockey, because before we started the interview, we were talking about them. And, the teams play kind of different schedules than you might expect. In other words, you don't have a full Northeastern Conference schedule like boys hockey has or basketball has. But it's a combined team with Beverly, like you said, they're pretty highly regarded this year.
Yeah, they're going to be battle-tested as well. Coach Seabury does a great job with them, and, if you asked him, he schedules tough teams. He doesn't want a cupcake schedule. He wants these girls ready to play, so he's going out and he's finding teams from all over to play. Get the best competition. You got to beat the best to be the best. I think that's their mantra, and, they're tough. A couple different schools are involved in the co-op, but they get along really well, and there's a lot of great camaraderie and team chemistry there. It's impressive.
Yeah. The thing back to the basketball team here, Andy, is that this is not the same team that Coach Walsh had the last couple of years. They're nowhere near as tall, but like you said, I'm sure they're going to be putting things together here.
But there's a mentality, there's a toughness, there's a defensive mindset that's present in all the coaches' teams. And they have that. They may not have the size or the studs that we had in past years, but these guys work hard, and they're grinders, and they're going to be in every game. They may lose a couple, they have lost a couple, but they're going to be there at the end, and they'll be a force to be reckoned with.
Maybe the last question, looking forward to the spring. I know you named a new softball coach, right, a couple weeks ago, correct?
We did, yes. Colleen Newberry. She's on board, so we're very happy about her. She had tremendous track record at St. Mary's and Lynn, and we're very fortunate to have her. And, a lot of the girls on our team know her just from working in the area and off-season training. She has a great rapport, great personality, and great way about her. The girls relate to her really well, and her track record, as I mentioned, speaks for itself at St. Mary's.
Andy, anything else to share with us about Danvers High Athletics?
No, this is a great time of year for us. If you look around, we got all new banners in here, and it's a good new look for us here, and it's exciting. And next Tuesday night, we're going to have a banner unveiling ceremony for last year's state championship team.
Oh, nice.
So we're really excited about that. The team's worked really hard, and they deserve some recognition for their accomplishments last year.
All right, Andy, good talking with you, and best of luck the rest of the winter and spring.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.